Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Customer satisfaction might depend directly on the money left over after you make your purchase. Robin Soster, assistant professor of marketing at the University of Arkansas, is studying this possibility.
Every morning I stop by a coffee house to get my daily hit of caffeine. Katie, who opened the place 5 years ago, charges $3.95 for the best iced latte in Northwest Arkansas. When paying one day, I realized I had only $4. Buying that day's latte meant emptying my wallet. To top it off, my drink seemed less tasty, which made me wonder, do all consumers think differently about spending the last of their resources? Andy Gershoff, Bill Bearden, and I explored if feelings about purchases made from flush budgets differ from feelings about purchases made as resources run out. In our studies, people earned credits to buy films, which they watched and rated. Even though everyone purchased the same films for the same price, budget-depleting purchases led to lower satisfaction than purchases made when plenty of film-buying credits remained. We call this the bottom-dollar effect. Linked to the pain of spending, we found that when earning money is difficult or when replenishment is far away, satisfaction is lower. And free money increased satisfaction more for people running out than for those with plenty of money. The bottom dollar effect means that people paying the same price for the same movie ticket may experience big differences in satisfaction based on the balance of entertainment budgets when buying their tickets. Our findings suggest people may be happier with big purchases if made when wallets are flushed, say, after receiving tax refunds. Companies may promote products differently, too, offering coupons toward the end of the month to reduce the influence that bottom dollar spending has on satisfaction. At least that's what I'm trying to get Katie to do.
That was Robin Soster of the University of Arkansas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.